Blog Talk Radio.
Can anybody hear me? You can. Hey, people, what's going on? This is the Smarks List, a.k.a. Smart Mark Radio. I am your host, the legend, the man, the myth, myself, and whatever I want to be, because simply because I can be, Chris S. Fleming. And tonight, we will be ripping apart the, what is her name? What do we call him again? Oh, yes, the IWC. Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I forgot about you guys, because you guys are so irrelevant, it's not even funny. Yes, like, so irrelevant. I mean, Snooki is stupid, and she makes herself more relevant than you guys are. Okay, and tonight, on this show, this is something that was brought to my attention that I think I really need to talk about. The burial, the quote, burial of Dolph Ziggler. Okay. As somebody who's watched wrestling since he was a child and somebody who sees things from a logical point of view and picks no sides whatsoever, everybody's saying Dolph Ziggler's being buried and all this other crap and all this stuff. Dolph Ziggler has actually been, I wouldn't necessarily, you know, I'm not saying he's in the best place in the world right now as far as, you know, being with the company is concerned, but I'm sure the WWE has bigger plans for him. They're just, you know, waiting it out. But the thing about that is, buried. First of all, the term buried. Do any of you internet smart people, so-called smart people who think you know everything, do you guys know what it truly means to be buried? Do you have any idea at all? You don't? You don't? You don't? You say John Cena's buried people. You say, who else buried people? Triple H buried people. Next time, you're probably going to be saying Daniel Bryan buries people. No, none of you know the true meaning of that term, buried, okay? Nobody knows what that truly means. You don't know what it means to be buried. You don't know what it means to be held back. You don't know what it means to hog up a spot. So what I'm here to explain to you is, if the WWE really wanted to bury Dolph Ziggler, let's see, what would they do if they wanted to bury him? He would be down in, I would say, FCW, the developmental facility, where the WWE, you know, trains all their upcoming stars. He would be down there jobbing to guys that are nowhere near even ready for the main roster yet. He would probably be, in my opinion, on television losing to somebody like JTG, who's no more entertaining than a dead bird. He would probably be on... There's just a lot of things that they could do to him that could really signify being buried, and if he actually was buried, he would not be on television right now. He would not be involved in such, you know, a big, you know, storyline, which he's probably going to be involved in sooner or later. You would not see any, basically, you would not see any Dolph Ziggler whatsoever on television. That's what buried is. That's what being held back is. One of my friends told me about this yesterday. If they wanted to bury him, he would be sitting at home. They would have him sitting at home at all, not traveling on the road, not doing any shows at all, until his contract expired, and then they just fire him from there. That's being buried. Listen, because I know you guys don't like to listen to other people's logic. Listen to a real opinion that actually makes sense, not something that I just pulled up from down my throat, all right? It's actually buried. The term buried, that's what buried is. You don't know, once again, let me repeat this. You don't know what it means to hold somebody back. You don't know what it means to hog up a spot. Okay? I've been around this type of stuff before. I've seen this type of stuff. Wrestlers have told me about this stuff. Y'all don't know. You just don't. It's like, this is a good comparison that I came with this week. Watching wrestling and thinking you know how wrestling should be is like watching an airplane pilot fly a plane and thinking you can fly the plane better than him, simply from watching him. That makes sense?
Oh, no, Chris, it doesn't make sense, man. Watching a guy fly a plane and watching professional wrestling is two totally different things, man.
Well, you know what? Yeah, there's different skills, but this is the same logic in forms of thinking you know how to do a job better than somebody just because you watch them do it. It's like me watching a heart surgeon on television and thinking I can perform heart surgery just as good or if not better than him. That makes, okay. But yeah, that makes absolutely no sense. Okay. Let's read this. This is what I posted yesterday. Speaking of something I was just notified of, if the WWE really wanted to, quote, bury somebody, what would they do? And this is what Quan Chang said. And this is, like I said, a 15-year wrestling veteran, been in the business a long time. I learned a lot from him. He's taught me a lot about being a wrestling fan and being a better person. Okay, he said this. Either you be putting guys over in house show opening matches, putting over dark match guys, or they just sit you at home until your contract expired and or terminate you. You certainly would not be on TV every week, on pay-per-view, in the major angle or high-profile matches every week. And I didn't say nothing else. The only thing I said to him was, thank you, Sensei. That's that little thing, you know, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, like Aretha Franklin sings. You guys familiar with that word? Respect? Probably not, but who cares? You guys are stupid anyway. Okay, on some Smart Mark BS, let's go to this page and see what the latest crap is. Because I know there's a ton of... Speaking of stuff that you guys are complaining about, John Cena returns this Sunday. Yes, yes, Satan incarnate. John Cena returns this Sunday. The IWC devil can't wrestle the guy who only has five moves, the guy who holds people back, who won't let anybody else have the spotlight other than him. The guy who does Make-A-Wish work and wears pink simply for his own publicity in order to promote Breast Cancer Awareness Month. He does it simply out of selfish, I can't remember the word right now, but who cares? You know what I mean. Yes, this guy, he's so horrible, isn't he? That's why he shook my hand over a year ago and signed my poster and took a picture and talked to me. He was just so terrible to me. This guy is like the worst thing ever for professional wrestling. He's the cancer of the wrestling business. The cancer of the wrestling business. That's what you guys call him, the cancer of the wrestling business. Okay. Didn't I read this last week? Hasn't stepped foot in a ring, calls himself a pro wrestling analyst. Yeah, that's the sound of crickets that you're hearing. Move on. But anyway, let's talk a little bit about Hell in a Cell this Sunday. We all know that, yes, John Cena, he's coming back from an injury. He's been training hard. He was supposed to be out 4 to 6 months, but he takes really good care of himself, obviously, you know, for a 36, 37-year-old guy. And so he's coming back this Sunday to go for the World Heavyweight title. And I knew from the second that was announced on internet, on national TV all over the world, that the first thing that was going to come out of these people's mouths is, what? Cena's coming back? Not this guy. Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, I hope he wins this Sunday because then all your heads will explode. And I know it's kind of mean, but at the same time, at least you guys will be quiet. At least I won't have to hear after Cena wins. Because even when he goes 2 years without doing anything or winning any matches or even having any belts, all I still hear, I still go on the internet and I hear John Cena can't wrestle. He holds people back. He doesn't deserve to be there. I can't stand him. Why does Vince put him on top? He's a Vince McMahon booty kisser. He should be fired. He killed the Attitude Era. I want PG-4 to be back. I want my mommy. I want my Dunkin' Donuts. You get my drift? They won't stop complaining. Man, this is too funny. I'm so amazing, aren't I? I'm high-fiving myself right now. I'm sorry, I gotta do it again. One more time. And I know some of y'all are probably saying, oh, this guy's full of crap. This guy is so stupid. Who does he think he is? He thinks he knows everything about the wrestling business. Correction! I don't know everything about the wrestling business, but the difference between me and y'all is I will gladly admit that I don't know everything about the wrestling business. And rightfully so. I'm still learning things. I'm slowly getting more and more involved in the wrestling business every day. This is one of my ways to be involved in it. What are you guys doing? You guys are sitting on YouTube making, oh, I can't stand John Cena. Oh, I can't stand Triple H. Triple H holds people back. He's only on top of the company because he's married to the boss's daughter. He's tapping Stephanie. Vince McMahon will do anything for him. He's Vince McMahon's golden child, just like John Cena.
Mom! Where's my pizza bagels? Shut up and do your show! I'm sorry. I clean up this dog crap in the kitchen!
Sorry, I'm being completely random right now because it's my show and I can. I'm just... Those are my dogs, as you can hear. Please excuse that. Don't worry about that. Please ignore that. Those are just really... Each time somebody comes to the door, they tend to bark, but who cares? We're not... They could be barking at one of you coming up to the door trying to, you know, come in here and shut my show down, and I hope they bite your balls off. Anyway, much less, that's beside the point. Beside the point. Let's go ahead and, what else do we have here? Because I haven't been doing too much. Well, actually, I have been doing a lot of smart bashing. I just haven't really found a lot of things that they say to see to, you know, talk about. So I'm just basically making up some stupid jokes, you know, being my little comedic self, my little charismatic self, you know, doing whatever I want, you know, because... it's my show and I can do whatever I want. So if you want to change that, then feel free to voice your opinions. You can find me on Facebook, Chris Fleming. That's ChrisFleming. Tell me what you think, and I'll tell you what I think about you.
Click.
Anyway. I'm trying to kill some time, guys. So. But here's a tweet from Edge to somebody who tweeted him, and I quote, let me read this tweet. Who do you think of Triple H's dumbass promo on Others on Raw, implying you weren't a big star? Hashtag Uttercup. And Edge replies on Twitter, I think everyone forgets it's entertainment. Santa isn't real either, or the Easter Bunny. I think rabbits are sneaky. Well, I probably have to think about that for a second before I get it, but I don't really feel like doing it right now, but so... Anyway, let's go to that other page and see what else we see. I'm going to try to see if I can find you guys some stuff to talk about that I can talk to you guys about and make fun of the internet wrestling community and how just a flat-out hypocrisy that, you know, a lot of us can't stand. Anybody who knows this show can't stand. Let's see if this stuff will make you guys laugh. Oh. The King of Hell, Vince McMahon, according to the IWC, that is. Read. Let's hear this. Since he's being advertised for the show, there's rumors that Vince McMahon will make his return on the upcoming episode of Monday Night Raw. What do you think he's going to do? What do you think his character should do? I think his character should do what Triple H and Stephanie have been doing. Do what they're doing. It's good television. They're being bad guys. Didn't you guys notice, for all you guys who are saying the WWE is doing Daniel Bryan wrong, they're going out of their way to give him this huge, big, good guy push. And eventually he may end up with the World Heavyweight title. And eventually when he does, I know everybody's still going to be complaining because it's typical smart mark. It's what you guys do. So it wouldn't be surprising if that happened to you guys still aren't happy, so. Hang on, I gotta take a drink. Shut up, I can take a drink because I can. Don't tell me to hurry up. Don't let somebody out there tell me to hurry up. I'll take as much time as I want because it's my show. Shut up. Okay. What else do we have here? Word has it that Vince McMahon is upset with Cody Rhodes because he wasn't aggressive enough to on commentary this past Monday Night Raw. Kind of hard to blame the guy when there are five people trying to talk at the same time. Who makes this crap up? Which one of you fat losers makes this crap up? You probably got pimples on your face, too. You're probably still virgins. Who makes this? Somebody, if you're willing to show your face, if you got enough guts to show your face, please let me know who makes this crap up, because I already know it's made up. It ain't true, because 9 times out of 10, you don't know what's going on backstage around the WWE, because if you did know what was going on backstage, that would also imply that you have access to a WWE board meeting, which all of you don't. You know why? Because I don't. If you can get into a board meeting, then shoot, I can get into a board meeting. Okay. That's not even true. I doubt that's true. Cody Rhodes and Dustin, they seem to be doing really well right now. But what do I know? I don't know what's going on backstage. I'm not there. I'm not making the decisions. Who knows? But at least I'll admit that. And let's see how much time I got left before I do this. I got 13 minutes to kill. Let's go ahead and get this out. Let's see what Quan Chang is doing over on the Spotlight. And it's a picture of Yoshitatsu. Yoshi who? Yeah, you get my drift. Okay, let's read this. Okay. Yoshi wanting to move. Yoshitatsu recently asked WWE officials if he could move from Florida to Texas because he had found a Japanese community that he wanted to live in. The WWE office, and this was blamed on Triple H, told Tatsu that he had to stay in Florida and needed to be at Performance Center practice every day to become a better worker. Which 9 times out of 10, you guys don't know the true definition of a word worker. You got the worker. A worker to you guys is somebody who can wrestle. Bullshit. It was noted that most of the wrestlers regard Tatsu as one of the WWE's better technical workers. And the idea that him doing drills, taking hip tosses after going through New Japan and being 36 years old was taking a point with a lot of guys. Okay. Yeah, this is bullshit. This is bullshit. And I want to officially congratulate them, because they've just been ripped apart by Chris S. Fleming on the Smarks list. And I will leave them a comment right now to let them know. So excuse me for a second while I type this. Can't type to talk at the same time, guys. Sorry, taking a little time, guys. I'm good. All right, it's done. Congrats to whoever posted this crap. You have just been ripped apart on the Smarks list by me on blogtalkradio.com. Have a nice day. # let's go Cena. Ooh, I'm evil, aren't I, guys? Man, maybe I should take it easy on these smart marks. I mean, well, they're just people. I mean, they're just people, you know, voicing their opinions. I mean, why am I being so hard on them? They're just voicing their views. No, everyone's entitled to an opinion, I guess. But not these morons, because they can't back shit up. They're idiots. I think I said one time that there are certain people out there that should be required to pass an IQ test before they are rewarded the right of freedom of speech. Or in that case, it's no longer freedom of speech. It's freedom to act like an idiot. Freedom to act like a dumbass. in the country of the United States of America. What else is here? Let's see what else. Oh, this bullshit. Oh, let's revisit something for a little second. Well, not revisit this one now, man. Impact Wrestling fans and TNA fans are constantly ripping at each other, posting all these empty arena pictures. Did I say Impact Wrestling and TNA fans? I mean Impact Wrestling fans and WWE fans. They are constantly posting these empty arena pictures of each other's live events. Guys, why are we doing this? What is the point of all this? What is the point of ripping on each other's companies? Okay, let me explain something to you. I'm a wrestling fan, okay? I primarily watch the WWE. That's the company that I watch primarily, okay? I'm primarily a wrestling fan who watches WWE. Okay, that's the company that sticks out most to me. But every so often, I will jump over to TNA and maybe sometimes to Ring of Honor. I'll go to an indie show here and there. That's where I met a lot of my best friends from. I have no problem with professional wrestling as a whole. I enjoy professional wrestling as a whole. Why can't you guys enjoy professional wrestling as a whole? Like, here's the thing about TNA, okay? They are not the best wrestling company in the world, okay? They are okay, but that's all they will probably ever be, is okay. Unless they figure something out. The WWE is a 60-plus-year-old wrestling company that has endorsers, they have sponsors, they have, you know, they have all these things going for them. What does Impact Wrestling have going? Barely anything. I mean, they're not exactly ROH, but they could be good, but they have a lot of room for improvement. A whole hell of a lot of room for improvement. But the point of this is we need to start enjoying wrestling more as a whole. And if you do have something that you can say about a wrestling company, you need to be rational and logic about it. Okay? I'm not saying Impact Wrestling sucks, okay? They don't. They probably suck compared to the WWE, you know, and I say that based on logic, you know, not because, you know, I'm not one of those people that primarily watches WWE and says, oh, yeah, Impact Wrestling, you know, they suck. You know, WWE is everything. You know, I'm not one of those people. You know, I've got a brain in my fucking head. I try to see things from an unbiased point of view. And, yeah, you guys get my drift. Why can't we just watch wrestling as a whole? I've been to a lot of WWE shows, and I watch WWE primarily, but I've also been to some TNA shows, and they put on some nice shows. I mean, I like their fan interaction. I like their interaction with the people. That's what I like. I was able to meet all these other people that I never met before because of TNA, and I thank them for that. Would I go see them again? Hell fuck yeah. But it's like, you know, when I was listening to Good Mic Work earlier, you know, if TNA, you know, would stop, you know, acknowledging that the WWE exists and just concentrate on their own stuff, they would be 10 times better. That's just my opinion. You know, what do I know? I'm just a fan. You know, I'm not in the business, but that's just my opinion. It's like, where you look at the WWE, they don't even acknowledge the fact that Impact Wrestling exists. You know, they're too busy trying to concentrate on their own business, make their own money, draw their own people, satisfy their own fans. Get it? But, you know, that's my point right there. It's like, we can't all just be WWE fans. We can't all just be, you know, wrestling fans. That's what I meant to say. We got to constantly rip on each other's products, rip on each other's companies. If you're an Impact Wrestling fan and you're not, this is how you guys need to say it. Say I'm an Impact Wrestling fan. I would say, and you're a WWE fan. I would say, well, you know, the WWE, they've gotten a little too soft for me. You know, I don't hate them. You know, I do understand what they're doing. But, you know, I think, you know, TNA is more suited for me, you know, because I kind of, you know, miss the violence and, you know, stuff like that. And I do, you know, miss certain things about, you know, the WWE that they don't do no more. And Impact Wrestling kind of still, you know, provides that for me. But, you know, I have absolutely no problem with the WWE. You know, they are the biggest wrestling company in the world. And, you know, there's no denying that. I can't really, you know, say that, you know, Impact Wrestling is better than the WWE because they have a long way to go before they can actually be on the WWE's level. You guys hear how I said that? That's how you state something. That's how you, you know, say that you love something. If you come to me saying, oh, man, I can't stand Fuck WWE, man. They fucking suck. They're too kids. They're too PG and all this shit, man. They're all about the little kids. Impact Wrestling is better. You know, they still got the blood. They still got the violence. They still got all the naked women and stuff like that. If you come to me talking to me like that, I will not take you serious. Not at all. I'll just look at you as another dumbass fan who thinks they know everything about the wrestling business. Get it? Now, I hope that was a good example, good enough example for you guys. But, anyway. What else do we have here? Hulk Hogan involved in a documentary about the biggest Hulk Hogan fan. Next. And speaking, let me go back to that for a second. You know, this is just one of the many things I hear from smart marks. You know, Impact Wrestling is better than WWE. WWE is better than Impact Wrestling. Why don't you guys just enjoy fucking wrestling as a whole and be unbiased? Okay, it's okay to be primarily a WWE fan. I understand that. If that's what you like, if you like that a little better, then that's fine. If that's what you primarily want to watch, that's okay. I primarily watch WWE. I still pay a little bit of attention to TNA, but I don't pay much attention. No, because it's been hard for me to stay interested in them. You know, I tried to get into them by watching them every week, and I basically just lost interest. And it's like they don't hold my emotion the way that WWE does. You know, they don't speak to me emotionally the way WWE does. But professional wrestling as a whole, I love professional wrestling. Okay, I'll still support Impact Wrestling to a degree. You know, like I said, I've gone to see their shows. I've met their wrestlers. And I love their interaction with the fans. I love, you know, how they are, you know, always, you know, trying to give, you know, the people chances to be in the show and meet the guys and things like that. You know, I enjoy that. I love that. I love fan participation. But, yeah, you guys get my drift. I mean, you guys just be wrestling fans. Be wrestling fans, okay? Stop talking shit about each other's companies. Stop bashing each other for liking something that you don't like. And on top of that, open yourselves up. Okay? Open yourselves up. It's the same thing I say about music, okay? I understand if you're primarily, you know, a rap fanatic or a rock and roll fanatic or things like that. I understand that. But it does not hurt to open yourself up. It doesn't. I used to be primarily hip-hop and primarily rap. But, you know, it got boring after a while. And I decided, hey, why not open up some rock and roll? And that's how I discovered Daughtry, my favorite band in the whole world, and my best friends in the whole world. And now, I listen to everything. I listen to everything from pop, to R&B, to rap, to rock, to techno pop, to some reggae, some country. You know, I'm open up to everything. You know, so it's like the same thing with the WWE, you know. It's okay to be primarily about one, you know, genre. Me, I'm not primarily about one genre when it comes to music, but this is not about music, this is about wrestling. It's okay to be primarily ROH or TNA or WWE, but I'm just saying, open yourself up. And if you're going to state an opinion, be rational and be cynical with your arguments, okay? That's all I'm saying. That's what pisses me off about smart marks. They do not know what cynical means. Cynical means nothing to them. They don't give a shit about being cynical. All they care about is their own selfish little needs. And they don't give a fuck who it offends. That's what I can't stand mostly about you guys. You guys are just fucking morons. You guys don't know anything about fact or logic. So, in my last minute, guys, that's my message to all of y'all. I can't stress that enough. Not just in wrestling, not just in music, but be open to things. You know, experiment. You know, put yourself out there a little bit. Be diverse. That's what I'm talking about. Be diverse. Be multidimensional. I'm multidimensional, and I love it. Stop. But I'm about to get out of here, y'all. I love y'all. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week. Same time, same place. I'm about to watch some Halloween flicks and get up out of here. Peace.